We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
All right, good afternoon all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9, and that is also 101.9 FM. Yes, CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online. And my name is Aaron, and I'm here with you until 1 o'clock, as always. And sorry you can't phone in, our phone lines are down. But yeah, hang in there, they'll be up again shortly. So yes, started the set off with two tracks that I played in regards to a situation I was recently in. The company I work for was not bargaining with the union I belong to, and were trying to give us a bad deal, and all I gotta say is things have worked themselves out now for the better. So yes, power to the people, power to the unions, and there is power in a union. And we started things off with Chelsea, going back to the late 70s, Right to Work from their debut single. And we heard a track from Infra Riot out of London, England, with a track called Power. And that one was on their Still Out of Order full-length release, going back to 1982 on Secret Records. And we got a good show for you today. Saw an awesome gig last week, last Tuesday, at the Astoria in Vancouver, and that was Doom, who came here for the first time for their first ever Canadian tour. And we're going to be showcasing Doom in these next couple of sets. And they're currently on a Canadian tour, and it ends a week from today in Montreal. And they played a raging show. And for those of you that don't know Doom, yes, they formed 1987 in Birmingham, England. And they took styles from Scandinavian acts like Raddus, Crude SS, mixed it with some Discharge vocal styles and lyrical patterns. And the formative years of Doom were from 1987 to 1989, although they got back together in the 90s for a bit and recorded some stuff from the, the early to mid-90s, and then they got back together in the 2000s, broke up again, and now they're back together again, and they've just recorded, or we're just recording a new album, which should be out soon. So, we're going to take a look at Doom from the UK, and all I got to say is, awesome band that have always played the same style over and over again, like a lot of bands from that UK, heavier thrash genre from the the mid to late 80s. A lot of those bands went more metal, more polished. Nothing against that, but Doom always had a real stripped down and raw and uncompromising sound. So little did I know when I first heard Doom in 1987 that a good 26 years later, almost 40 years old, I would see them in my hometown of Vancouver, BC. And we're going to take you, first of all, to the first Doom ever release. It was from a demo called War is Big Business. And as you can hear in this song, they hadn't fully embraced the guttural vocal style as they did in later releases. The demo didn't quite have that, but once their first LP rolled around, they were fully immersed in it. So yes, let's take a trip down memory lane and listen to some Doom, going back to 1987. Here we go. Oh!
We'll be right back. my guns and put the slammer. The North Elvis is in my goals and dreams. We are one, united, bonded, let's all be friends.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation is the show you are listening to, and we are showcasing Doom from Birmingham, who formed in 1987, one of the originators of Trust. And, yeah, they're currently on a tour of Canada and start things off with their debut demo, War is Big Business, with a track called Relief, and that was also featured on their War Crimes debut full-length release, 1988, on Peaceful Records. We heard the title track off that, and then we heard a track which was also on that same record called Exploitation, only this was the version that was recorded for the legendary John Peel. He did a few broadcasts with the band Doom. He did a bunch of other bands in the same genre as well, like Napalm Death and Bolt Thrower and the Electro Hippies, Extreme Noise Terror. But yeah, he did a few broadcasts with Doom, but this was the first broadcast, which was June 28th of 1988. And recently, reading an interview with Doom, they said that was just, they were just blown away. Here they were, a bunch of people recording on not-so-great equipment, and then they entered the John Peel Radio 1 studio, and they couldn't believe the money that went into the equipment and that. They'd never seen anything like that. Yeah, then we followed with a track from their split with Hiatus, Bury the Debt, and Bury the Debt and Not the Dead. And then we heard a track from the a compilation called Hiatus, not to do with the band they had the split with, but a compilation on Peaceful Records, which came out in 1989. Track called Free Yourself, and then we heard a track from the classic Police Bastard 7-inch, which yeah, goes back to 1989, and a lot of versions have been pressed of this particular EP. Yeah, I would say it's probably one of their best-selling releases, if not their best. It was the best-selling 7-inch release ever for Profane Existence Records. Yeah, it sold a ton of copies, and I think, how much did it sell? I'm going to look it up here. 20,000 copies it sold of that single, Police Bastard, and it's a very, very heavy-looking cover, very catching, shows a UK police Bobby with a swastika in the middle of his helmet, and he's giving the V salute, which means fuck you in England. So yeah, that was the original lineup of Doom, 1987 to 1989, and the band reformed in 1992, and they toured Japan, released a bunch of stuff, and changed lineups a bit, and we're going to hear some stuff they did from the 90s, and the first thing we're going to hear is from a split they did in 1993, Yeah, this is with Hiatus as well. And name of the track we're going to hear is a track called Lost the Fight. So hope you're enjoying this showcase of Doom from the UK, from Birmingham. Here we go. Doom, Lost the Fight.
Yeah. I should have known you'd turn out to be an anarchist. You know, in my day, people were proud to wear uniforms to fight for their country.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and this Spotlight of Doom from the UK started things off with the Lost the Fight session, which was a split with Hiatus, and we heard a track called Lost the Fight, and we heard a track called Soundtrack to a Brawl, and that was a split album they did with Selfish in 1994, and the track we heard was called Soundtrack to a Brawl, and yeah, there you go. And we followed with a track going back to 1996 on Flat Earth Records, from a release called Rush Hour of the Gods, and we had a track called Keep It Angry, and we had a track from 1995 of reworking of an older track called After the Bomb, and this was on a release called Fuck Peaceville, kind of a fuck off to the label that they originally put them out. I guess they were disappointed that the record label said they would never have anything to do with major labels, although they then decided to go with a major label to distribute their stuff. So yeah, they decided to record all the old tracks on Peaceville and give them a new recording and kind of give them new light, shed new light on some older songs. So yeah, there you go. And we're going to hear a track going back to the early 2000s. I bought this record when I saw the band last Tuesday here in Vancouver. Hadn't seen this record before. Came out on Anti-Society Records, and we're going to hear a track called Phony on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Police Busters! Very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
When I die, I'm a dead and alive. When I'm a dead and alive. When I'm a dead and alive. I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And hopefully come next Tuesday, we will have the phone lines up here at CITR Radio. And yeah, we ended off, we heard in that last set more tracks from Doom out of Birmingham, England. And we started off with the World of Shit release, heard a track called Phony. And after that, we heard two tracks from a double CD disc called Back and Gone. And there were two live gigs in 2005, which were a... paying tribute to their singer at the time who had passed away, Wayne Southward. He was found dead in his home by a friend, and the cause of death was an epileptic seizure. And yeah, two gigs at the 1 in 12 Club in homage to him. And we heard a track called Obscenity and Nazi Die. And we went to last year, a track called Infectual, or the year before, Infectual Goad, from the latest lineup of Doom. And yeah, the latest lineup of Doom, a lot of members in the band. The original, two remaining original members are Bry on guitar and Stick on drums. And yeah, we got Scoot on bass and Dennis on vocals. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed that spotlight on the mighty Doom. Could be a while before they come to this city, but yeah, they were impressed. I think they said they were coming back, so might happen. And we're going to hear an act. We're going to kick it down a bit here. We're going to hear an act who are playing next Friday at the Fairview Pub. And it's an official launch party for their new video called Not Quite Right. And yeah, we're going to hear that song by the band. Yeah, it's Liquor Kings, and the track is called Not Quite Right. Here we go. Liquor Kings and Generation Annihilation.
I'm not.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR. Start things off with the Liquor Kings, who will be playing next Friday, April 12th at the Fairview Pub, 898 West Broadway, and it'll be Pauly, the Liquor Kings, and the Strugglers, and it'll be the official launch party for their video, Not Quite Right, so that'll be a good one. And we followed with locals Pocket Caligula, Save Send Drinks from their latest release called Doomed. And we had that set off with Arson, classic act going back to 1979 from a recently reissued 7-inch of theirs called White Folks. And yeah, this concludes another edition of Generation Annihilation. Find us online, generationannihilation.com. Download our playlist, podcast, and all that kind of fun stuff. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. And don't forget to stay tuned for Power Chord up next with Metal Ron.
Beat off to me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
is the dawn of war. Twin suns slowly slither light over valleys darkened for three. Enlightenment came only as they found deliverance by the one dubbed master, as he quelled the shroud of obscurity. Shadows rose from cold canyon floors. The curse of a dead star was instilled on the